would imply that this is going to be a very short talk, doesn't it? I assume so. But it tells us an awful lot. So let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will help us now to really understand this passage and how it applies to us in our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, does anybody else want to come and sit near the front? Because I'm going to need some help. And I have got sweets. But that doesn't mean you're going to get them all. But... Now, I need some people to come and hold these sweets, yes? As I say, it doesn't mean you get it, but to go to hold it. One more person? Oh. Right, now, what I want you to do is to get in a line in order of how expensive these sweets are. Now, don't look at them. Don't look at the back. Just look at the front. Right, and decide which ones you think, first of all, the most expensive. Who thinks they've got the most expensive sweet there? You do, Thomas. Okay, you stand there. I've got to stand here, so I think that would be easy. Right, now, who thinks they've got the next most expensive? Yeah, okay. Esme, you stand next to Thomas. Well done. Who thinks they've got the next expensive? You think you might have? Okay. Who thinks they might have the next expensive? You do? And do you think yours is the least expensive? Well, just hold them up and let's... Don't play with the back. Right. So, let's see if we've got it right. So let's see how much does yours say as well. You know how much that is. £7.99. Yeah, well, there's certainly a lot of sweets in there, isn't there? £7.99. And how much do you think this one says, Esme? It's £3. Oh, that must be a special block of chocolate, mustn't it? Now, let's see this one. £1.25. You think that's the next one? What does yours say? £1.20. So who's is more? You were nearly right, weren't you? Yes, good, well done. Right? Now, let's see here. What's yours? Tell everyone. 99p. Very expensive lollipop, this one. I suspect it's organic. Well, it is organic, and it's just all good things in it. So that's next. And what about you?
85.
So you hold it up? 85 pence. These things are now called Starbursts. They used to be called Opal Fruits in my day, I think. But there we are. So, now... We know how much all these things are, but do you think, Thomas, would you take that bag of sweets if you had the opportunity? I think you just might you? Now, what about you, Isabel? Do you like what you've got? Do you like it? You do? You would. What about you, Esme? Would you like it? No? You don't know? It's chocolate. It is chocolate. But it's got milk. It's got caramel in it. Do you think you like it?
Yeah.
What about you? They don't look that exciting to me. Sugar-free.
Yeah, I love them.
You love them? Oh, well, that's great. And they only cost £1.25. Right, well, there you are, so that's brilliant. What about you, Leila? Would you like the lollipop? You would. And what about you? You would like the Starburst. Doesn't really matter how much they cost, does it? It's whether we like those things or not. I certainly wouldn't have that bag of sweets. It'd be the last thing I'd want to eat. But I might want this block of chocolate that Isabel's got. But... I was so surprised when Myron said he loved these Werther's originals. So it's not to do with the cost, but it's to do with our taste, and it's to do with how much money we've got as well, isn't it? We might want to buy them. Now, I'm not giving you those, so just come and put them on the table. Sorry about that. Just for now, I'm sure I will. But, come back, don't go. But I have got in here something you could have one. Share. What about those people who didn't come out? No, Rebecca, you don't want one? I don't believe it, Rebecca. Well, there's some more in there, so I might be able to share those later, might I? So why are we talking like this? Why are we looking at the cost of things and how important they are? Well, that's what our reading was about, wasn't it? It was about Luke telling the story of people giving money to the treasury. Now, I've got this written out because I think some of these children will be able to read it. So I made it a bit bigger so that. Would you like to look? So you'll be able to follow it rather than having the Bible. Right? This was the Bible reading that Martin and his friends acted out to us. So have you got it ready? And has everybody else got their Bibles open at that story? Luke 21, verses 1 to 4. So, in this story, people were giving gifts, weren't they? Who was giving gifts? Who was Byron? Poor widow. Yes, it does look a bit like witch, doesn't it? But it's widow. Do you know what a widow is? No? A widow is somebody whose husband has died, and that's what she's called. So that's this lady's husband has died. And who else is giving gifts? Anybody else in that passage? Come on. You must be able to see. Isabel?
Rich
people. Well done. That's right. And Jesus is asking, who gave the most? Now, the answer to that might be a surprise to you. It's not what we're thinking. Now, if we just look back to the verse before this passage, to verse 47, it's telling us about the teachers of the law, the rich people. And Jesus is saying that they do a lot of boasting and walking around and saying, look, I'm great. I think we saw one of those in our passage this morning, didn't we? Was Martin was acting out that part. He thought he was very important. He wanted everybody to know what was happening. And the passage then goes on to say, they devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely. Now, when it says they devour widows' houses, I don't think it means they eat them, do you? No, it's not something they do. But they're certainly not doing them up either, are they? They're not looking after them. But it means that they weren't respecting those widows. They weren't helping them in the way that the Jewish law told them to do. So that's two things that we're seeing Jesus was teaching before we hear this little story about people giving. So it's not a coincidence, is it, that Jesus is there sitting, watching people. It's a very busy day, and he's watching as the people pass by. And we know that Jesus knew everything about those people who were passing by. He knows everything about you, Byron. He knows everything about you, Ruth. He knows everything about you, Martin. He knows that you like Werther's Originals. He knows everything. So he knew everything about those people who were going past. Jesus is sitting, he's watching them making their offerings in the temple, giving their gifts to God. That's what they were doing. It was a temple treasury that they were giving to. And he watched as those rich people gave their offerings. And how did they do that? How did they do? Yes, Isabel. They put it into the pot, didn't they? And it made lots of noise. They made lots of fuss about it, didn't they? Look at me, I'm giving loads of money. I'm not sure they had paper money in those days, but they dropped it. And apparently there were 13 chests, all made of metal, with a big trumpet shape at the front. And they dropped it in, and it slid down, and it made lots of noise. And some of these teachers of the law used to get somebody to come round and blow a trumpet. We've got a trumpet today. Martha does, yes, that's what I was thinking, yes. I was thinking she could come and blow, and she should have been there in the play, blowing her trumpet, because they liked people to stop and watch them. And when they heard the fanfare of trumpets, then they all stopped and looked at these people who were giving all their money. They were saying, just look at me, look how good I am, I'm giving this money to God. But Jesus didn't think that they were good, did he? He doesn't want us to be like that. Because then the poor widow came along, and what did the poor widow do? What did the poor widow do? She just put two copper coins, didn't she? And she put them quietly into the chest. She didn't compare her gift with anybody else's. She wasn't saying, look, I'm giving more or I'm not giving very much. She just did it quietly, hoping nobody would notice her. But who did notice? Ruth. Jesus, that's right. God, yes, says me. Yes. It was a quiet gift. When we're giving of our time, our money, or helping others, we should do it quietly. The Bible tells us, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So you do it quietly and without any fuss. That's why in church, if we do have go round and collect money from people, we have one of these, and you can't make a big fuss of putting it in there. You have to put it in gently and quietly, don't you? So it doesn't make loads of noise. We don't have a big plate that makes lots of noise. So the widow's gift was a very quiet gift, wasn't it? But then verse 3, if you look at the passage, it says, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. Do you believe it? Do you agree? Had she put in more than all the others? Do you think so, Ruth? Don't know. She, out of her poverty, has put in all she had. She'd got two very small copper coins. Can you buy anything with 2p? I don't think you can you? You used to be able to, but you can't now. I'm sure you can't. None of our sweets only cost 2p, did they? So it was a very small amount, but it was all she had. And Jesus is saying these other people had got plenty of money, but they were just giving some of it. Jesus wasn't looking at the amount of money that was given, but he was looking at the heart of the giver, why they gave. Many had given some money that they didn't need because they had so much more that they kept at home for themselves. But the widow gave everything she needed to live on. She had nothing left. She had given it all to God. And that's why Jesus says she gave the most. Jesus wanted his disciples, and he wants us to know that when we give to God and others, God looks first at our heart, our reason for giving, not the size of our gift. And he wants us to follow this poor widow's example. So the widow's gift was a quiet gift, a costly gift, and it was a thankful, loving gift. She gave everything she had willingly and quietly because she really loved God. Not like the others who just wanted to show off and impress people. Jesus knew that the widow believed that everything she had belonged to God, and she was thankful. She completely trusted in God in order to fulfill his promise to care for her. It's complete faith. Do you know what it is next Sunday? Do you know what special day it is next Sunday? Ruth? It's not Easter, not quite. No, we're not quite there. Isabella? Yes, it is. It's Mothering Sunday next Sunday, isn't it? Did you know that? Don't forget. Some people need to remember. It's Mothering Sunday, a day when we do things and perhaps give presents to our mothers to show them how much we love them and we care for them. Mother's Day, that's right. And we're very thankful for them, aren't we? Yet, we have so much more to thank God for. When God made us, he gave his all because he loves us. God put his all in creating us. And he created Jesus, who's the best gift we could ever have. And Jesus then gave his all when he died on the cross. So we need to give our all in what we do too. As we give generously to building God's kingdom, share what we have and give our time. So we should do it quietly, not showing off, not saying, well, oh, I'm doing this, aren't I good? It should be costly, by putting our whole heart into it and giving the very best we can. And thankfully to God for all he has done for us, and because we love him and we want others to hear and know about the good news of Jesus too. These are good words for us to remember. Christ is the head of my life. He is the unseen guest. At every moment, he is the observer and hearer of every conversation, and he is the judge of all my giving. He sees what I do and what I give. And one day in Hebrews 4:13 it says we're going to have to give him an account. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything's uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him who we must give an account. Jesus sees everything and watches all our giving. Let's close our eyes now and just pray and ask God to help us to put some of these things into practice. Lord, we thank you for your word and what it has taught us today. Father, we pray that you will help us to give, knowing that what we give to the church funds will be used to build your kingdom. Everything we have belongs to you, and you expect us to use it wisely. Help us as we make our monetary gifts to remember the Pharisees and the widow. We pray that our gifts will be given quietly, that they will be costly by putting our whole heart into it. And give as much as we can. We thank you that the gifts we give will go to gospel work, such as funding our holiday club, paying Sam, helping to resource children and young people's work, maintaining our church building, and paying our minister's stipend. You know that we work hard to ensure that money goes beyond our own church, so that your word will be heard in this country and abroad through groups like Festive and Crosslinks. Help us to give thankfully, knowing all you have done for us, and because we love you and want others to hear and know the good news of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Linda, thank you. Well, at this point, we're going to sing again. And our next song.